Crawl by White Rain, read by Mikan199. What are you doing here? Seishiro asked. They both knew the answer, so Subaru glared at him as he sunk to his knees before Seishiro. Right here? Seishiro said, sounding amused. Subaru found himself very aware of the fact that the front door was just a few feet away from his back. Not in bed? We never use a bed. He reached over to undo Seishiro's pants. Put your hands on the ground, Seishiro said, his voice becoming a shade softer. Subaru's hands snapped to the ground. Seishiro walked across the room to the couch and sat down on it. He took out a pack of cigarettes from his coat and pulled one out. Subaru itched to grab the lighter that was in his coat pocket so he could light it for Seishiro. He kept still. The room was completely quiet as Seishiro smoked. Subaru knew he wasn't forgotten. Seishiro was too good at what he did to not be aware of his surroundings. But doubt nagged at him. Seishiro had proven more than once that he was able to take down Subaru with just a look. He didn't even need to be aware. When it came down to it, they both knew Subaru wasn't much of a threat to Seishiro. Especially when he was willingly on his hands and knees. As Subaru began to curl his hands into fists, Seishiro put out his cigarette. Crawl over to me. No, Subaru said, not allowing himself to think it over. When he did that, Seishiro always got exactly what he wanted out of Subaru. Then you may leave, Seishiro told Subaru as he undid his tie. He reached over to the end table and picked up the remote control. Subaru knew that he should have stood up and walked out of the room so that he could pretend he had some dignity left. Or he could walk over to Seishiro and kiss him like he'd always wanted to do for nearly a decade, and prove to Seishiro he wasn't something to be ignored. But the thing he couldn't get past, that he could never get past, was that he wanted Seishiro. Wanted him more than anything. Wanted him enough to grab scraps of whatever Seishiro was offering, whenever it happened. It didn't matter that Seishiro made it clear time and time again that this didn't mean anything, that he could take it or leave it. And Subaru couldn't discount the possibility that Seishiro would rather leave it. Subaru couldn't afford to push his luck if he wanted to keep this going. And he did. So he crawled over to Seishiro.